It's 4:45, time for this week's Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan with us in studio. Good day, sir.
Good evening to all of you. Yeah, what's going on? Same as every other Tuesday, right?
Yeah, doing what we do.
We're just sitting here talking during the break about more snow coming.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny listening actually to Corrales' bit. I just wanted to chime in. So, like, one of my favorite things I've been thinking about is short people versus tall people. And the reason I've been thinking about short people versus tall people is because, if anybody's aware, the reigning Heisman winner is under contract to the Oakland Athletics. He's going to play baseball as well. So now he's going to be the number one pick in the draft, so he's going to go into the draft. And everybody's like, oh, my God, he's 5'10", but probably 5'8". And there's all this. And I've been thinking a lot about short people. And now listening to Corrales, I'm like, if there's one sport where you are expected to be tall, and by default, anybody sees a tall person, they're like, you must play. It's not football. It's basketball.
No,
but
right.
History is littered with short basketball players that have been dynamic, wonderful.
Right.
And no one's been like, I don't know if they can play. Jeez. I mean, they've only won major awards, and, I don't know, just funny. Something I've been thinking about, and Corrales sort of
The only sport where a 6'3 guy can be nicknamed Tiny.
Well, that's right. It's stunning. I grew up with Spud Webb, man. He's like, 3'5"?
I think so, place, maybe. Still dunk. In sneaks.
In sneaks, that's right. That's what I'm saying. Height doesn't matter, and speaking of... We're talking today about common misconceptions about wine. Oh,
Carrie's nutty. Carrie believes height does matter.
Yeah.
Well, when you walk into stuff that's too short, I get it.
Mostly it matters. Height is the main reason I don't go out to bars very much, because of bad experiences in college with short people at bars.
Huh.
It's... and there
that should be like a book.
Yeah.
My experience.
So I don't want
to
need a message in the bottle, but yeah, they tend to get a little chip on their shoulder, and they always look for the biggest person when they have that chip.
Oh,
and
okay.
So
instant
I started
target.
Yep.
Instant
so I started that's one of the reasons I have an aversion to going out to bars.
That's fair.
From my college years, yeah.
That's fair. Well, let's talk about the reason for some of those antagonistic times. Alcohol. So as we're starting the new year and everything, we're going to chat sort of about the greater wine world, and I always like to talk a little bit about common misconceptions in wine, because it's pretty fun. A lot of people just have no idea what's going on. I don't have any idea what's going on, but I make it up and I say it in a firm baritone and everybody seems to believe me.
I do.
So let's go with it. But before I dive into that, I did want to mention, and I'll mention again at the end, we are doing winter hours at Bangor Wine and Cheese right now. Mostly because if you look outside right now, if this were July, our kids would be playing in the backyard and we'd be thinking about starting dinner in about an hour and grilling. But it's dark. And so we sort of collectively decided that we would be starting to close just for a couple months at 7 p.m. And then also on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we will be opening at 11 a.m. And it's all up on Facebook and the Google and all that sort of stuff if you forget. But basically just a little earlier opening especially, which would be good for the the psyches of my staff and myself. And then, as I said in my newsletter, once I can start to see the sun again at 5, 6 p.m., we'll start to talk about 8 p.m. again for closing, which makes a lot more sense. So common misconceptions. Well, one that is near and dear to the three of our hearts, because we're sitting here sipping on some rosé. Rosé is only for hot weather. No. And thankfully, as we sort of mentioned last time when we were talking about wine trends, yes, people are finally starting to drink rosé into the winter. We're drinking a lovely one from the Corbière region of southern France right now, mostly the grape Sasso and some Syrah and Grenache. I'm telling you, these things, they really start to blossom later. They start, now, because they've been in bottle for about, 6 months or even a little less. They're still, really absolutely gorgeous and actually improving. So drink rosés in cold weather. All right, another favorite misconception about wines. Screw caps equal bad wines. Still dealing with this, folks. I've been dealing with it for over a decade now. Y'all got to get over the screw cap thing. It's okay. Also, there's another one that kind of ties into this. screw caps equal non-age-worthy wine. Also not true. There's a lot of German producers, Austrian producers, people that are just doing screw caps because, frankly, corks can be risky. Why? Well, I'll reintroduce one of my favorite terms to you all, trichloroanisole, TCA. That is what causes corkage in wine. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we get on through the year. But a lot of these folks, they don't want to risk losing some of their wine to stinkiness, frankly. And so they'll use screw caps. And so there's a lot of age-worthy wines. Now, staying on that misconception, whites are not age-worthy. Well, what are most of the wines coming out of Germany? Well, they're mostly whites and predominantly the grape Riesling. And Riesling is the most age-worthy grape that there is, period, end of story. And we will certainly be talking about that when we talk about Germany, because I love me some good Riesling. And if you love you some good Riesling, our wine of the week is actually a very nice Spätlese, which late harvest Riesling that you can get for 10% off this week. So check that out in our newsletter and in our store. Other misconceptions. Cook with cooking wine, because that's what it's there for, right?
No.
No.
Don't ever cook or don't buy or acquire or even look at. It's like that with a bird box. If you see cooking wine, your palate will burn up. Just don't do it.
Don't cook with anything you wouldn't drink.
Don't cook with anything you wouldn't drink. That's right. Now, that said, don't cook with $150 bottles of wine, even if you could afford it. And if you can afford it, I'd love to have you as a customer, by the way. I'll help you burn some of that money, but we shan't be cooking with it. But absolutely, yes, cook with something that you'd want to drink and can have a glass of, because my God, you're cooking, you know, you've earned it. So that's one of my favorites. And certainly we'll be talking about, you know, cooking and wine. That's one of our favorite months here, because usually I bring in treats and goodies to Rich and Carrie, and they dig that.
We do.
They miss Bob and his tasty goodies. So we have to fill in a little bit. All right. Here's another good one. And we certainly will visit this as much as people want, because it's important and it's out there all the time. Red wine gives me headaches. Sulfites give me headaches. I only drink organic wine because it has no sulfites. That's just a loaded statement right there. So let's pick it apart a little bit. Red wine gives you headaches. Maybe it does. Okay. Sulfites give you headaches. Maybe they do. But, and also organic wines, they do have sulfites. So let's talk about sulfites. All right. Sulfites are a naturally occurring thing that happens in wine during fermentation. They are also, it is possible to add sulfites to prevent things like re-fermentation in the bottle. Now, sulfites can be added a little bit or an awful lot. And the vast majority of good producers who know that their wines are being shipped in temperature-controlled containers and are being kept well, stored well, they're really not adding a lot of sulfites. Very, very, very minimal stuff. As I said, really just to prevent any disasters. Whereas a lot of mass-produced wines, and especially mass-produced sweet wines, because the more sugar there is, the more volatile they can be to re-fermenting and stuff like that, they'll add a lot more. So just do be aware that a lot of mass-produced things will have higher sulfites, but it doesn't mean that all, you know, dry wines that you find on a store shelf are all loaded with sulfites. And please do not assume that because it says organic, it does not have any sulfites. That is not true at all, and wouldn't want to lie to you about that. Now, there are some wines that do have sulfites removed chemically. That's fine. I don't stock them because I think it really kind of strips some of the life expectancy and vitality out of a wine, but that's content for another day. But please, that is a very classic one. Certainly grapeskins, histamines on grapeskins can give you headaches. Sulfites can give you headaches, but maybe the reason that you're having reactions to wines isn't what you think. So please do talk to me or anybody else who cares, because it's time to get people drinking good wine. And if you think that, you know, you had a bad experience once and it was because of this or that or the other thing, let's chat, because I've had an awful lot of people over my career say, my gosh, that wine you gave me was absolutely fine. So let's explore it together, shall we? I know I'm running out of time, but we'll do one more common misconception, and then we'll talk a little bit about things coming up. There's another favorite of mine. I don't drink blends. I don't do it. They're no good. The likelihood is you definitely have been drinking blends for your entire wine drinking life. That's cool. That's fine. It's actually probably for the best. The U.S. government says that a wine has to only be 75% of a certain grape to label it that grape. It's important to keep in mind. There are certain other parts of the world where it's actually even, it is more strict. But by and large, you can just sort of expect that even if it says Cab or Syrah or Merlot or Pinot Noir, it may have some other stuff in there. It may not. It may not. And very often, if it doesn't, and if the producer is going for like a really pure expression of the thing, they'll tell you so either on their website or on the bottle or whatever. Or if it is a blend, like the lovely rosé we're drinking today, that's on purpose too, because the winemaker thinks that they're going to get a really wonderful spectrum of flavors out of that. And yeah, frankly, sometimes, you know, if harvest didn't go this way or the other way, the winemaker will want to, you know, change the recipe a little bit to make a more drinkable product, a more tasty product, a product that you're frankly going to enjoy more. So nothing really bad there. But don't want to have people out there not understand that. It's a common one. And, of course, now we're into the age where everybody loves blends and doesn't want monovarietal wine. That's a whole other story. But we'll touch that on another point. I am running out of time. I want to mention this Thursday, we have our monthly tasting. It is our Cellar Defender tasting. So, of course, we've all just blown all of our money on gifts for people that they've probably already broken, lost, or put away for White Elephant. That's okay. I get it. But Cellar Defenders, you know, so nice, tasty wines that you can pop and not break your bank. Also, I mentioned this last week briefly, but we're tightening it up. March 20th and 21st, put them on your calendar. We're going to have Elizabeth George from Broadbent Selections highlighting Chateau Moussard, the famous Lebanese estate. A really interesting event on Wednesday at Coast Space, which will be ticketed. And then, our free tasting on Thursday the 21st. So put those in your calendar, and we will see you here next week.
And reminder, new winter hours?
New winter hours, that's right. Okay, so 7 p.m. closing, 11 a.m. opening Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then regular 10 a.m. opening Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and regular 12 to 4 on Sunday as usual.
Fabulous. Thank you, Eric. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor, with Message in the Bottle.